We are on Daf Bei Chamed Aleph. We left over at Teisvis V'Seifa Ges Arboim on the previous sugya. It says in the Mishnah that when a person makes a tmure, Lo Yish Adam Rashay Lahomer Ela Shimheimer Mumer V'Seifa Ges Arboim. Vim Taimar, so Taisva says, Havale le Meimar, the Seifet Shmoinim. Why does he only get 40 Malkis? He should get 80 Malkis. The Trei Lav Iksif, there are two Lavin. Lo Yachli Fenu, the Lo Yomer. So there are two Lavin. So the two Lavin, there should be 80 Malkis. So Taisvis enters, V'yeshloimar, Bechad B'shaloi, Bechad B'shal Chaveri. So Taisvis says, each lav is speaking about a different case. One lav is speaking about that he made a tmure on his kolben. He made a kolben, it was Magdisha kolben. And then he made a tmure on this kolben. Bechad B'shal Chaveri, and the other lav is speaking about a different case. That his chaver mate was Magdish Hakom, k'di omar b'tmure, u'chigoyin da omar chaveroi, but we had heard, you can only make a tmure and a kolbim if you're a bailim. So it is speaking about the omar chaveroi that the Baal HaKolbim said, kol horeitze lohomer b'bhemta yomer. That the Baal HaKolbim said, whoever wants to make a tmure, and my Kolbim can make a tmure. The be'inyan acher ain memirim b'shal acherim. Because without rishus, and you're not a Baal HaKolbim, you cannot make a tmure. V'hochi yise behedye b'tmure perikam. We had mentioned yesterday, Amadura Basra, that brings a Gemara in Tmure, the Madura Basra says Pshat and Rashi, that Be'emesin, the love of Layachlifenu, V'layom Eroisoi, is Nitik Le'aseh. There's a love Layachlifenu, and then there's an Eseh, V'ho Yehu Tmurosoi Kodesh. But that becomes Kodesh, that is an Eseh. And he brings a Gemara in Tmure, that the Gemara asks, why Bechlal do you get Malkis? Tepechlei it's a lava nitik le'ese. So the Gemara answers, Enechanami, the ese can only be menatik one lav, but two lav and they can't be menatik. So that's why you only get Malkis avoy. So the Masha asks on Taisvus, this is a Gemara in Tmure. The Gemara in Tmura says that it's a lav and it's a klaser, and theoretically you shouldn't get malchus at all. No, the esse could only be menatic one lav. So the esse takes care of one lav. And the second lav, you get malchus. So what is Taisvis Kasha? Taisvis says, Kasha, you should get malchus shmeinim. How can you get malchus shmeinim? It's a lav and it's a klaser. So the S is monatic one lav, there's one lav left over, she get Malkis, our boy. This Kasha the Masha asks Antaisvis, he blives by a Tzorach here. So I'd like to mention a beautiful teretz I saw in Ksav Sofer. The Ksav Sofer says as follows, that the Emerson, that Vahoyo Hu Utmurosai Kodesh, That should be called a lav anitik le'ese is very mechudish dik, because he brings a thesis further in chulin. Every lav anitik le'ese is a person does a pula, he leisigzel, v'heishim es agzela, he returns the gzela, all the leisike heim es abonim, shalach, the shalach es heim, all the times that we have a lav anitik le'ese, a person does a pula to be misakin the lav. That's a lav anitik le'ese. Here, he's not doing anything, it becomes Kodesh. It's a very interesting lav hanitik lesson. So the Ksav Sefer is Moiris of Emerson. How did the Gemara know that such an essay is also Menatek Alak? I mean, it's a very Mechudish type of an essay. So the Ksav Sefer answers, he says, but the Lav is also very Mechudish. The Malkus, because Temura is a Lav Shein by Maisa. He didn't do anything either. It's a Lav Shein by Maisa. So Memele, on such a Shvach Lav, such an S is also sufficient. I mean, the Gemara understood. Every Lav that you do a Maisa, so in order to be Menatik the Lav, you have to do a Maisa, a Say, in order to be Menatik the Lav. But the Lav of Temura is a Lav Shein by Maisa. Didn't do anything. He just said that it should become a temura. And it's a chiddush. We learn out that even though it's a lav shein b'maisa loikin Allah, so memela on such a malkis on such a lav, so an esther without a maisa is also sufficient. So the Gemara asked, he shouldn't get malkis at all. So Paul says, as of two, one lav it could be menatik, two lav and it can't be menatik. This is a Gemara and temura. But there's another man de Yomar that explains why do you get Malkis by Tmure? Not because it's a Chiddush Lav Shein by Maisa like an Olav, no, Akimas Svosav Havi Maisa. The words that he said, the Torah, this is considered a Maisa, by these words have a din Maisa, it's not Stamuzai, he's not doing anything. Akim, he's saying words. Akima Svosav Havi Maisa, and therefore, that's why you get Malkis. So he said, according to that Mandiyoma, so Memele, it's Pachlanatke, so you did a Maisa Aveira, and you were over to Lavin, so there is no Havamina whatsoever to say Lava Nitik Lesa, that Vaho Yehut Marosei Kodesh should be Menatik that Lav. This is an Esa Garua. He's not doing anything. So if you learn the Malkis is because Alav Shein by Maisa Loikin Olav, so then it stims. We have here a Lav that was done without a Maisa, so an Esther without a Maisa could be misakin this Lav. Masha Enkei, if you hold that Akima Svos of Havi Maisa, so you have a Lav Sheyesh by Maisa, so he says there's no Esther whatsoever that could be Menatikit. So Memele, Tosis is going according to that Mandiyama. According to that Mandiyama, Tosis is asking Gamor de Kikashe, so you should be like Ishmainim. So Tosis had to say, and they came to. And now let's go back to the Gemara. The Gemara had asked Akashim, Elo, we have a Shakla Vitalia between Ravashi, Ravacha, Berei Derove. When it says a loshin of hakel, is it a loshin lechatchil a loshin b'di'evet? So the Ravashi had held it's a loshin lechatchil, and then later it says shechitos on ksheira that it's only kosher b'di'evet. So the Gemara asks, "Ela hakel marichim v'narochim neidrim v'nidorim hachinami de lechatchil." You'll also say that this the marichim the neidrim is lechatchil. You start making nedarim, you won't have a chet. Uchsiv toiv asher loy tider, mishetider v'loy tishalem. Besanye toiv mizeh o'mizeh, sheine neidah koliker, divrei rameyah. The best thing is if a person doesn't make a neder at all. That's better than making a neder in mishalem. Good. Rabbi Yehuda says that if a person is a neidere mishalim, that's better. Vafilu Rabbi Yehuda loikoma ela ba'oima hareizu. That's dafke by hareizu. Then he makes something for a kolbim. Or he says that. So then Rabbi Yehuda, then there's a maila of neidei umishalim. Avoloma harei olai loik. So Rabbi Yud is also Moida, and we'll see in Rashi that Marichin is in the Neidrin, is speaking about Harei Olai. So speaking about Harei Olai. And there everyone agrees that it is preferable not to make a Neder, So Memele, so that is the Raya of Ravache Bereiderove. So Ravashi, that means you said that Hakel, when it says Aloshin Hakel, Shoichtin, it means Lechatchil, and you have a problem. It says Hakel Merichin, Hakel Neidrim. And according to everyone, Bein L'Rameya, Bein L'Rab Yehuda, L'Chatchilo, you're not allowed to make a neder of Harei Olai. So you see clearly that Hakel Marichim is not a Loshen L'Chatchilo. So my man, without the Teretz and your Kashis, Hakel Shochtim is also not a Loshen L'Chatchilo. Now, the Hakel Marichim means Hakel B'Teiris. Marichin, that everyone is capable of making a mutlus amachlish, but it does not mean that it's not a loshen lechatchila. Now let us see Rashi that we had left over, we lost off yesterday. Layiya bechochet. So the Gemara brings psukim to show that lechatchila one is not permitted to make another. Layiya bechochet. Ho im tider. But if you'll make a nether, you'll have a chet. Then you're batuach, you won't have a chet. But if you'll make a nether, you'll have a chet. That's one pasuk. And then the Gemara brings another pasuk in Keilas. So Rashi says, how does the drosha of Rameya go? La'el minek siv es asher tider shalom. Before it says, when you make another payah, after lahochi, and then right afterwards it says, toi asher loy tider. I told you when you make another, you should pay up. That's what I said, if you make another, you should pay up. After lahochi, toi asher loy tider, shema tider, v'loy tishalim. Maybe you'll make another, v'loy tishalim. We see the Rashi before said the Taich. How Ramei Elam Shalom, the Pasuk Mishetida means Shematida. Shematida B'loi Tishalem. That is Ramei. Rabbi Yudai Metoiv Mizeh Mizeh Neidom Mishalem. Dochi Mashme, Toiv Asher Loi Tida, Pashto Dekot Mishetida B'loi Tishalem. It's better not to make a neder than to make a neder not to pay. Avo Mishetida Tishalem, Loi Shutoiv Mikulam. Afilu Rav Yudah lekoma al da'oma hareizu. The imeisa inignavoy nechay b'chayusa. So he'll be mekayim the neder with the nedove. Inami kiven da afreshe sulay hodavay. Avol omar harei olai loy. But if a person says afilu according to Rav Yudah, if he says harei olai loy, dilma poshe v'loy mekayim. Maybe it'll be Peshein, he won't be Mekayim, but he'll make many love in the Dorm of Perikame, Rab Yudah Tni, Noidev Umeshalem. We should be, that Rab Yudah holds Noidev Umeshalem, that's time we say Noidev Umeshalem. But let's go back, Alme Ma'arichin Benoidrim, that what it says in the Mishnah, Hakel Ma'arichin, Hakel Noidrim, Lechatchile Loi. So, lechatchila, one is not permitted to be marich in neida. Narei olayu. The leka lamei mabu harei zu, adoma bereisha erki olay. First, he has to be mekabel on himself to give the erich of someone. Vohoda yoit kifi akotsuv beparsha. And then he can say, this is after he's mekabel the erich, then he can say that harei zu, this is the erich. But in order to vice is to have a shame erech, you have to have a kabbalah of erki yolai. V'domi leinami deboile mishayim ka'avde, you have to be shum, the person like an evik nani, deichi motzomeim arei elu larochim im leinoda tchila be'erech. the Ritva says some moshul that just like a person can say a reizu chatos if he's not chayiv chatos, so the same thing if there's no chiv of erchin olov, he can't say this should be the erech of ploini. That's why he says the shame erech after he made a nether to be mishalim the erech of ploini. Let us see Taisvis. Taisvis says, Uchsi toiv asher lo tider, mikore maisi midivrei toire, bohoda maisi midivrei kabole. So what exactly Taisvis means, the Tiferes Yaakov wants to say, that Taisvis had a psychical problem, that really this pasuk b'chisechtal linda le'yia b'chochet could be is speaking about a person who is not sure if he'll be mekayim the neder. So on this person, the pasuk says b'chisechtal linda le'yia b'chochet. So don't make a neder. But a person who is confident that he'll be mekayim the neder, could be there's no avle in making a neder. So really, this posik is not a foolproof posik. This posik does not really, one could be matche the raya from this posik. The next posik seems to say the posik in Kelis is a more batuach tike raya. So Taisus had a problem. So why did you bring this posik? So Taisus answers, first you want to say a posik in the Brei Torah, then he brought a pasuk from the Brei Kabbalah. Toi mizeh mizeh shein enoida kol ikar. This is Shitas Rav Meir. So Rashi said, where do we see this in the pasuk? There's a big problem. Because the pasuk says, Toi v'shalein tida mishatida v'loi tishalem. If you don't pay. And Rav Meir says, Afilu tida mishalem, it's better not to make a neder. So Rashi said, because you go to the previous pasuk. The pasuk says, "Es asher tider tishale." In toiv asher loy tider, shema tider v'loy tishale. So the whole raya is built from the previous pasuk, which the Gemara didn't bring. Perish akontos delamina exiva asher tider shalom v'lohochi toiv asher loy tider shema tider v'loy tishale. The kosha l'rabbeinu tam. If the whole raya of Ramei is from the previous pasuk, so then the Gemara should have brought the previous pasuk. The Nigla Benetam, the Kula Milse Dorish Mehaiko. You don't need a previous pasuk. The Havaleila Michtav Teva Shalaitida Mishatida. It should have said Teva Shalaitida Mishatida. Vano Yodan, and I would figure out that means mishatida v'loy tishalem koma. I would say that's pshat and posik. So the v'loy tishalem is miyuta. El lahochi koma v'loy tishalem, which I know already, l'gluye al mishatida, the mishatida kedach ha-neidrim koma sh-neidrim u-mishalmim, so the Rabbi Natam says, Pshat and Rameya held, should have said, Toi v'asher lo itidah mishatidah, and I would know that means mishatidah v'lo itishalom. Now, since it says v'lo itishalom already, so then I say mishatidah means mishatidah v'itishalom. That's how Taisu says Pshat. The Tiferes Yaakov asks, it's a p'smoyer dikmodne. The pasuk says Taiva Shalaitida Mishatida Veloita Shalom, and Mishatida really means Veloita Shalom. That says Nachma Veloita Shalom, so then Mishatida means Mishatida Vitishalom. So that the pasuk said Taiva Shalaitida Mishatida Tishalom. Why do you have to go up Sazaimitayita to prove that Mishatida means Mishatida Tishalom? That's a pasuk says it's very difficult to understand. Let us go the next Taisvis. Avoloma Horei Olayloi. So the Gemara feels that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Afilu that says that it's better the Toiv Mizeh Mizeh that is Neideh V'Mishalem, that's Afke Neideh V'Mishalem, but Neideh V'Mishalem, it's better not to make a neder. So Taisvis says, Ach Sugiyah Kalishna Basra, the Perikama de Nedorim. The sugya is, there's two lashonos in Nedorim. The comma, the pligi benoidet. The Gemara says, the way our Gemara says, the whole machlokas is benoidet, but by a rei olai, a filu rab, Yehuda holds, it is preferable not to make such a neder. Avo lelishne kame comma, but there's a lishne kame Nedorim, the pligi benoidet. There the Gemara says, that the whole machlokas Ramei Rav Yehuda is benoider, aval benoidei moide Rav Meir. Then Rav Meir is also moide that a noidei umishalim is better than a loy noidei. That's the first lashon. So according to that lashon, we don't have proof from this mishnah that hakel is a lashon b'diavad. Could be this mishnah is going according to Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda holds that a neider umishalim is lechatchila. So our Gemara is going according to the second lashon Masechtas Nedarim. Fine. V'im Taima. So Tosfos is asking now on this second lashon. Kivin dekra b'neder ksi. Let's learn the pasuk. The pasuk says neder. Toi asher lo itidar. And we have the different tefanim how to darshan this pasuk. But the pasuk is speaking about nedarim. Is menole l'rameya, according to the second lashon, our lashon the Gemara, the ein noidev toiv minoidev. According to our Gemara, Rameya holds Toiv, that ain't noidev, misha noidev u mishalim, he noidev u mishalim. It's good, that's what he holds, but the posik, he's bringing a raya from a posik, the posik is speaking about noidev. So how did Rab Meir come to the conclusion that it is better not to be a noidev than a noidev of mishalim? There's no such, he's building it from a posik. The posik is speaking about a noidev, not by a noidev. Well, Rabbi Yehuda nami. Amai, Rabbi Yehuda learned shot in the posik. Toiv sheloi asheloi tider, mishe tider veloi tishalim. It's better not to make a neder than if you make a neder and you don't pay. That means it's better not to make a neder than to make a neder and not to pay. So the pasuk is speaking about nedarim. Our Gemara says, by nedarim, Rabbi Yehuda is moida, afilu he makes a neder and he pays, it's also better not to make the neder. So that's the second lashon. The pasuk says not like this. The pasuk says, this pasuk is speaking about nedarim. Rabbi Yehuda nami amai mama rei olai loy a kolech d'chsiv neder have a neder davke nedov have nedov a davke. That means the posik is speaking about nedorim. The limudim from the posik is speaking about nedorim, and according to the second lashon, they say nedorim it's zicha preferable not to make a neder, and the kavonis a posik is speaking about nedovis. I mean, how can you backtrack the posik? You see, the Gemara says a neder and a dova are two different things. So the Gemara asks on this posik, it says nedar to Hashem alekech on a dova. You start with neder and you end with nedova. Period. So this is a kash. V'yesh mefoshim. Now, the Yesh Mefoshim say as follows. The Yesh Mefoshim say that in Emerson, the word neder is inclusive. A neder could also include a nedover. So if the Pasuk says, let's say according to Rameya, if the Pasuk says according to Rameya that it's better not to make a neder, it can include a nedover also. The Gemara in Menoches, that the Gemara is the Kashe, Hai Nedova Nedo, because there in one Pasuk, it starts off with Nedo and ends with Nedova, that's problematic. But when the Pasuk speaks about Nedorim, and to say it includes Nedovas also, that could be. That's what Tosfos wants to say. So Memele, this is the Hemshech, that's what the Lev Aryeh says. V'yesh loyma, so therefore, if I could say that the Shein Neder could also be Koilul Nedove, v'yesh loyma de Kosovar, so Rameya held, kivin de Chayish krol et akola b'neder. We see the Posik was Chayish l'takola b'neder. According to Rameya, Rameya loyim pshat in the Posik, why? Because a nether brings with it takolas. And the Torah was chayish for takolas. So, who adim b'nedove? By nedove, there's also takolas. The ikalamechesh to takolas. Tafilo mevia la zore magdisha. Afilo he brings a behemoth to the zore and his magdishit. Yochel honeys, it's still possible that takola will come about. He'll have ano, belimubo, belovili de takola becoming yonim. The kula alma le biki, kehilo, the mailam le mol, odom ba ilose. The Gemara says a godless of Hillel. Hillel was a moiridik and mumche that when he was magdish akolbim, he made it in such a way that it was impossible that someone should be nichshel in this kolb. But not everyone has the Milus of Hillel. So Memailus, what does Taisvah say? So Taisvah is saying like this. Rameya knew the Pasik, when the Pasik speaks about Neder, Neder can also include Nedova. The Gemara in Zvachim only yes, and the Balta Nedova, that's a problem. The Pasuk isn't consistent. But the Pasuk can speak about Nedorim and it can zicher include Nedova also. So Memeila Rav Meir held, if the Pasuk says it is preferable not to make a nether, even though you're Mishalim, because a nether is olul to bring Mechshailis, and Rav Meir understood that a Nedova is also olul to bring Mechshailis. So Rav Meir said, so the word neder can be also used for Nedova, because the word neder can include Nedova. So Memele, that is why Rav Meir said is aloche by Nedova also. He said the Pasuk is very inclusive. It says neder, but the word neder can include Nedova. And what right did he say that it is including in this case Nedova? Because if the reason is because the Pasuk was Chayish L'Mechshailis, so by Nedova there's also a Mokim Lochish L'Mechshailis. So therefore, Rav Meir said that it is preferable not to make a Nedova, then that's better Mishala. That is Rabbeya. Rabbi Yehuda Nami Mashmaleka. If we said that the word neder can also include nedove, so Rabbi Yehuda held that what the Pasuk says, it's better not to make a neder than to make a neder a mishalim, better to make a neder not to be mishalim, but a neder a mishalim is better. So Rabbi Yehuda had a gilui avogav the b'neder ksiv, the b'neder le'motzi l'meimah the neider mishalim toiv. You can't say that neider mishalim is better than einay neider. Shreksiv v'chisech talinda le'yibachochet. We had the pasuk echumish that says that if you don't make a neder, you're assured not to have a chet. Ho im tida yibachochet. So from the pasuk in chumish, that tells us that one should not make Nedorim because Nedorim are olo to bring Chatoim, that was Megala to Rav Yehuda, that this Pasuk that says that a Mishalim is better than a Loi Noidei, that's talking by Nedove. By Neder, it's Ichana like this, because the Pasuk in the Torah says, that we can derive from this, but in Tidor, they'll have a chet. Lalish nekame, the nedorim, mafashina lekro, ho im Tidor, evshe she yibochet, em loy tishalom. The first lotion that Yehuda holds, that a filu by nedorim gufe, it's better to be a neider of mishalom, so he learns, lechisechta, lechisechta, if you won't pay up the net. Fine. Okay, so Tosfos is now miyashiv how Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda were miyashiv lishne dekro vim taima. Le Rabbi Meir. Now Tosfos goes back to the Rabbi Meir Nar Gemara, the second lashon the Gemara Nedarim. The ein toiv shei noidev umishalem kolika. Rabbi Meir holds it's better that a person should not even make an adult. Afilu maybe keep sosi lazore, lailish ne basra dinidol. Faktais vis, heich ochlu Yisroel shlomim ba midbar. The Yidin ate shlomim in the midbar, also taiba was also, they had to bring shlomim. No, so, how did they do such a thing? With the Rameya holds that fakelt, that it's preferable a person should not make even on the dove, even though he's Mishalim. He shouldn't do such things. And in the midbar, they brought Nedoves. The Yeshloima, Kivin Shenesru, Beinyan Acha, Beboso Taive, Habekiilu, Tzivolem Amokem, Lechel, Al Yedei Shlom. That means, in the midbar, they had a halacha, Bosa Taibu was also. And the Torah said, the only way one can eat Bosa is only by bringing a shlomim. So it's like, in the midbar, the Torah gave a green light to make an adove. If that is the only way how one can eat Bosa, the Torah said this halacha. Basa taiva is also, and the only way one can eat basa is al yedei to make it for shlomim is the kan shayla ben. But I'm not allowed to make it for shlomim. What are you telling me? So al kochach, we see that in the midbar, the Torah permitted to make nedoves. Have a kilutziv lemamokim that you're permitted to make nedoves. Perhaps pshat is what is pshat in this? Perhaps pshat is. This pasuk that one should not make an adove, and adove is also a mikshel. This is for people who live a normal life. Like Taisa says, who is like Hillel? Hillel was ma'ilam le'mol adam be'kolbonei. Normal people, they're olu le'michsheles, to olu le'chatoim. So me'mele, so the anhage is, don't make nedoves. It's too scary to make nedoves. Michelle's can come about. But it could be in the midbar. We're speaking about a der deir. This is a der that this was not a normal der. The Michelle's, this der was zicher in a much higher madrege than Hillel was. Bishaitai. So if you wouldn't have a posik, I mean, there is a posik that says the toiv, we have a posik in Kehelis. I wouldn't say that this posik applies only to this day or not to this day. I wouldn't differentiate. But if we have a posik already, the posik is telling us that the only way they can eat bos is by making an adove. So here the Torah said the derdeya did not have this problem of making an adove. That's pshat and posik. Yeah. Bimtaima boksi vayida yakev neder. Faces of a kabon here, a gemara says that everyone holds a neder, yizich not allowed to make, according to the second lotion. Sai rameya, sai rab Yehuda. Enough in the posik. Bayida Yaakov Neder, which was Zicha Harei Olai. Chsiv Es Asher Nodarti Ashalema, the posik in Yaina, when he was the Mea Dog, he made an Heder. So how did this stim with how does this stim with the second Lashon? Yeshloima, the Bishas Tzore Shari, ונמרינה בברשס רבה ויידע יעקב נדר לימר לדוירש יהיו נוידרם בי אייס צורר. I mean, לימר is an הוגה לדוירס. at a Beis Sora, one should make a neder. I think Pshat and Taisvis is a Taisvis in Achivu. Taisvis in Achivu says, Rabbi Leza holds that by a nozer it says, V'chipa al shechota la nefesh, Rabbi Leza says, Eze nefesh chota, shetzir atzmei min hayayim. There's an avlet to become a nozer, because it's an avlet, you shouldn't have done it. Tzir atzmei min hayayim. So Taisvis Akasha, the Gemara Darshan from the Smichis of Parshas Nozer to Parshas Soita, Aroye Nozer Bikulkula, Yazir Atzme Min Hayayim. You should do such a thing. And here we say it's a Chota LeNefesh, it's a Yazir Atzme Min Hayayim. So Taisvis says that the Emerson, they are conflicting in Yonim by a Nozer. But there's a need, if he won't become a nozer, he might get much worse. So, the revach that he gets from becoming a nozer overweighs there's a chesaron also. It doesn't, there's a chesaron that, which is not a preferable linear. But on kaponim, the revach overweighs the chesaron. Otaisa says another thing that a person is mesane and a cholim in Shabbos. So it's the tainus is kaish ben oiris, will be mavatal the gzer, but he has to be meisav, but he'll meisav mavatal oinik Shabbos. He has to be made of Titus or Tanisi. Al Kaponim, Taisva seems to say there are certain things that should be done because of the Revachim one will acquire from them. But it doesn't mean that it's glat kosher. It's a shtikal avla also. But sometimes a person has to do this avla, in order to be misakin a greater thinking. So I think that's the gather of Ba'i Sor. I mean, that when a person is Nashas Sorah, to change the matzav, one has to do drastic in Yonim. Neidrim Ba'i Sor. This is something that does, has gewaldic results. Person makes another Ba'i Sor, that can assure that he'll be nitzel from the Torah, or it's a tremendous plus to be nitzel from the Torah. It's not so ideal, but when I saw one, this overweighs that chesaron. I think that's pshat and taisus. Zach the Gemara weiter. So, Bekitza, we hear here a pshashakla v'talya. Ravashi yes takashi. Hakol sheichdim seems to mean lechatchile. Everyone can shecht, wherever the hakel is marbe. Then it says shchitosan ksheira, which means that only b'dieved it's good. And Ravache Berei, the Rove told Ravashi, I wish to disagree with you that it says hakel sheichem does not mean lechatchile. It's a losh in dieved, and he proved it by tmure, hakel memirim, hakel marichim. So memele, so. So the vial, he found for the Ravashi's kash. So the Gemara asks, and Ravache Berei the Rove, b'chol hakel lav lechatchilu, I mean, that's what you're saying? Whenever it says hakel, it doesn't mean lechatchilu. Hakel chayovim besukah, hakel chayovim betzitzah, so chanam in the lav lechatchilu. So Ravache answered, Chayovim loy kamina. No, Hakol Chayovim, Hakol Chayovim means lechatchila. But when it speaks about other things, Hakol Shechtin, there could mean Hakol Bateira Shechita, and it does not necessarily mean lechatchila they can shech. Like the Gemara, fine. Chayovim, you say, is different. Allah. Alameyato, Hakol Seimchim, Echad Anoshim, this Echad Anoshim is very problematic, brothers want to be mechikit. Hochinam hakel soimchim, which comes to say that a Yerush also makes smich, even though he was magdish to kolm. Hochinami de lav lechatchile. The Tommy also there, tzal lechatchile, boksi, v'somach, yodai, v'nitzer. So memele, there tzich epshat lechatchile. There's a lechatchile dike mitzvah to be soimach. A Yerush also And so we see the Loshon Hakel can mean Lachatchila. So the Gemara, so Rav Acha, Berei Darobe, said as follows. In Ika Hakel Lachatchila. You're right. Hakel can mean Lachatchila. The Ika Hakel, the Yevet. And Hakel can mean the Yevet. Ela Hakel the Hocha, but that's what I mean to answer you. Hakel could also mean lechatchila. You're right. You showed me, you pinned me to the wall. Hakel something that means lechatchila. But I showed you that hakel can mean b'diavad also. So the hakel is flexible. But you had a problem. You had a whole problem. Hakel sheichdim, which means lechatchila. Ushchitos and sheiris b'diavad. The Mishnah doesn't flow. It doesn't stem. So, on your kasha, I answered you, l'hakel d'hocha mimaydi l'chadchilu d'tikshiloch. So who told you that, since I showed you with the keys, that hakel could mean b'diavad, so why should you have a problem in our Mishnah? The hakel d'hocha mimaydi l'chadchilu d'tikshiloch, dil m'diavadu v'loy tikshiloch. That's pshat in my terror. So Mamela, so the Val Rav Acha Berei Darobe is sticking to his teret. No, the hakel can mean b'diavad, and the Mishnah also means b'diavad. So Mamela, your kasha is not shver. Let us see what Rashi says. B'chol hakel lav lechatchilu, b'chein lecho hakel shehu lechatchile. Hakel chayav and besuki. What's the hakel? Asu yekot nishen etzorch le'imoy. Mitzvah chinuch, if he can be mekayim the mitzvahs, all mitzvahs, achila and shina, kitikuno, he says a mitzvah of chinuch. That means he'll wake up at night, and then if his mother doesn't come, he'll fall back asleep, so that means he's capable of being mekayim the mitzvah kitikuno. So you mechayim to be mechanechem. Akol chayovim betzitzis, lasi kot ne daily satef, if he knows how to properly put on a talis, so memela, so he's, there's a mitzvah chinuch, that's the hakel. So, and that, Rav Acha Berei Darobe said, chayovim loy kamina. Heicha detoni chayovim, muchach vadi chatchil lekoma. That's a loshon of chayovim, which zicha means lechatchila. Hakel soimchim, lasu ye yoyresh, vavadi lechatchil lekoma, the mitzvah rom yolei al kolchei. So Mamela finished. That is Pshat. That was Rav Acha Berei Darobe's Teretz. And again, we don't know Pshat in so maybe this is the Teretz of Rav Ashi's Kash. Fine. Zok the Gemara, so what Pshat in Rav Ashi's Kash? Omalei, ano shchitosan ksheva kashali. He says, I also know this. I knew this all along. When I asked the kasha, hakel shoichnum is lechatchila, and then the shchitosim sheil b'yevet, I knew your bekiyas that hakel shoichnum could also be b'yevet. But I had proof here it doesn't mean b'yevet. Because I had a kasha, hakel b'hochem imaydel, amalei ano shchitosim sheil kashali. The Sefer says b'yevet, it's good. Mi dikton ishchitosim sheira de'eved, michlal v'akol lechatchilu. So, al kolchoch, if the Mishnah ends, that it's a b'di'eved k'shchite, so why, if the hakel sheichta means also b'di'eved, so it's repetitious. Ishchitosim sheira b'di'eved, hakel sheichta b'di'eved, so why do you need these two l'shoines? So, therefore, I came to the conclusion that's at my kasha. If lau da hakel lechatchilu, di yevet lomali. So this was Rav Ashi's kasha. Now we're beginning to understand Rav Ashi's kasha. I think that if I'm not mistaken, the Rashba said, I mean, the Rav Acha Berei Darobe never understood the kasha. I mean, Rav Ashi knew this all along, all this bekiyas. He knew that hakel can mean lechatchilu, hakel can mean b'diyevet, but his kasha was, but an amishter has to mean lechatchilu, because well, talti diyevet lomoli. That was his kasha. Let us see Rashi. Talti diyevet lomoli. Kochi boile lemisne. if lemaise, if the shchitas hakel is b'diyeved, so it should say shchitas hakel k'sheva. Chutz mechav sheita b'kotn. The mash meshape, the hanach, the marbine may hakel b'diyeved k'marbine. Abaloy lechatchila. It should have said shchitas hakel k'sheva, which that is a loshen b'diyeved. Inami nisni hakel shoichtem l'chudei. Let it say hakel shoichtem. That would also be sufficient, which could be a lashon b'diavad. Loy meforish, and it doesn't explain b'diavad, but I can figure out it means b'diavad. Lo moli lemisni hakol shoichtim, bitzich lefrusher shchitoshen k'sheva, lemeima de shoichtim dereisha diavadu. That was my kashas. Hati lo moli. B'kashas, Rashi yes, b'tmura nami, so that was the kasha of Rav Ashi. So b'tmura nami toni v'hoda meforish. It also says hakol menirim v'loishi odam rashoi. So Rashi says no. Hosam lektoni ki ay gavne. That doesn't say the lashon that it says by us. Hakol menirim u'tmurosam t'mura badi adodi. Doesn't say like that. Here it says u'shchitosam k'sheira. This is not problematic. This is mamish, he's repeating himself, hakel shoichtim, and which means b'diyevet, and then the shchitosan sheira, which also means b'diyevet. Ay, v'mishum loish odam rashoi, v'kashe b'tmuranami yotani bodu meforish, osam loitani kegam nakom emirim b'tmurosam tum b'adi yadon. V'imishum loish odam rashoi, ay, it does say, it's a repetitious loshen. No, they mishim the boy lasuke v'soyte gesay boim lashmin and the loikim alav shem by ma'aseh. That means the seif of the Mishnah is not coming to tell us that you're not allowed to. And hakol memir might also know you're not allowed to. It's coming to tell us the seif of the seif gesay boim. Fine. So this is pshat in the kasher. Now let us see Taisvis. Ano shchitosan k'sheira kakashali. So this is what Rav Ashi answered Rav Acha b'Rei d'Rabbi. Mashme sh'Rav Ashi hiksha oise kushe. That means when we started learning the Gemara, we had a psalm of the Gemara. Hako shek mechatchilu shchitosan k'sheira d'yevet. Oma le Rav Acha b'Rei d'Rabbi le Rav Ashi. So we don't know exactly who asked the kash, and we just say, whoever asked the kash, Rav Acha b'Rei d'Rabbi, told Rav Ashi a pesateret to the kash. But now that the Gemara says that, Omalei, so we had a conversation between Rav Acha b'Rei d'Rabbi and Rav Ashi. Omalei, Rav Ashi told them, Anosh chitosan k'sheira kashali. So now we see, on Omed Beis, that the makshin was Rav Ashi. Anosh chitosan k'sheira kakashli, mashmish rabashi hiksha oisekush. Vavo pishi sugyas ha-gemor, even though the Gemara started off with a kushya stomi, it doesn't say who asked the kashya, but now by the end of the sugya, we see that rabashi asked the kashya. Mikan raye she rabashi sider ha-gemor. Rabashi was the masada ha-gemor. So therefore, Rabashi could start Mesechtos Chulin with Akash's stomi, even though it was his kash. L'ktoisviz, afogav dabai v'rov enami osi lishnu yahachkush. You will see later on Daf Gimel that Abai said a teretz to this kash. Rov said a teretz to this kash. V'heim kodmu harbe l'Rabashi. They were much before Rabashi. Here I'm saying Rabashi asked the kash. So how can they say a teretz on Rabashi's kash? They were much before Rabashi. Shema gam bimeim ikshu akva. Maybe the Masechtos Chulin starts off with a kash. Rabashi yes, but bizmaneim they also asked this kash and they said different terutzim on the kash. The kids are, so now we appreciate the kash. Oma rabbe barula hochiktot. So Rabbi Barul said, Rabbi Yisai, this is pshat in the Mishnah. Hakel sheichtem. The hakel is a ribui. Everyone is allowed to shechel chatchile vafilu tomei b'chulin. Afilu a tomei is allowed to shech chulin, and we'll see, and we don't have to be afraid that b'shas shchite he'll be metame b'chulin. But before the Gemara goes further in the Mishnah, the Gemara wants to understand what's the Chiddush over here. Tommy Bechulen Maila Memre. What's the Chiddush? A Tommy is allowed to Shecht Chulen. And I don't know if the prophet will be Metamit. What's the problem of being Metamit Chulen? So what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? Tommy is allowed to Shecht Chulen, not to be afraid that it'll be Metamit Chulen Bishas Shchita. Maila Memre. The Gemara says, no, it's speaking about Bechulen Shenasu Al Taros HaKadosh. It's speaking about that this person was misnayik, that he's going to eat his chulin al taras hakodesh. That means that all the chumris that apply when one eats kodesh, he's going to eat his chulin with these chumris. Ukasava and the Tana of our Mishnah holds chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh ke kodesh tami. That if a person has such an anhoge, it's not stamazoi, there is such an anhoge that if a person wants to be misnayik to eat chulin shalei al taras hakodesh, so there is such an anhoge and he has to take be nayik like that. So the Mishnah says, so even though he has this anhoge that he eats chulin al taras hakodesh, he's still permitted to shech the chulin, even though he's tamei. Even though he's tamei, and there's a mokim listapek, maybe bishas shchita, he'll be metame the chulin, and to be metame the chulin, that is not altaris hakodesh. He's noyig with his chulin altaris hakodesh, but afal pikein, he, a tamei, is permitted to shech chulin, Altaris HaKodesh, how does he do this? Ketzadu Oise, maybe Sakin Arucho, V'shoichet Bo Kedesh Lo Yiga Bebosa. That is the Chiddush of the Mishnah. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is, that means even though, and normally we do not advise that someone should be a tightrope walker, because it's a very scary Indian, but we'll see, so therefore, a person who is shechting, he's tomei, he's shechting chulin al taras hakodesh, there's really a mokem listapek, maybe during the process of shechita, he might come and be metame the behemoth. One says, no. You take a sakin arucha, you take a long sakin, which is enough of a insurance that you can shech properly without touching the behemoth, you're allowed to do it lechatchila. I ask Rav Shailam, I'm noig with chulin al taras hakodesh. So by me, this chulin is dinei kodesh. Am I allowed to shech? Yes, you're allowed to shech. Just take the precaution by taking a sakin olav. Ube mekdoshim. This is by chulin shenas al taras hakodesh, which is the Rabbon indicates, it's really not Kodesh, it's not Altaris HaKodesh. By this, we could be a tightrope walker, and we can go and check the behemoth, and hope and assume that nothing will happen. But Uben Mekdoshim, but now the Mishnah is telling us a second case. What if you have a Kobin? Now have a Tomei, and he wants to share. Now here, if he'll touch it, this is not a poshta zach. This is Isuri deraisa over here. This is an Isur deraisa that you metame kotchim, you pass lakob. This is not a poshta zach. Ube mekdoshim lo yishchait. No. That you lechatchila you're not allowed to shech with the sakenor. Shema yiga bebosa. So that lechatchila you're not allowed to shech. Ve'im shochat. But if he shecht it, now we're playing with fire over here. That means we have a korban over here. Achmon and Atzlon, if it became tomei, it's bitter. And he says, I'm telling you, I know I didn't touch it. I shechted it. I know I didn't touch it. Shchitosek sheira. The shchita is kosher. So that is pshat in the Mishnah. So now we know pshat in the Mishnah. Hakel, shoichtem lechatchil. Hakel is malba atomei.
A tome is allowed to shet lechatchil chulin shanasa taris hakodesh.
But the kachim, he's not allowed to shet. But b'diyevet, if he shechted, a tome shechted kachim, and he said, bori li shaloi nagati, shchitosan ksheir. So the Ravashi restakashe, there's a stira the reish and the sefer, so the teretz is, it's talking about two different cases. We're speaking about a tomei, and if he shechs chulun, he's allowed to shech lechatchila. If he shechs kochim, he's only allowed to, it's only b'diyeved, he's, if he shechted it, it's kochim, but chatchila, he should not do that. Let us see. Rashi. Zat Rashi, ochik toni, lechatchila, b'diyeved, the masnisen, hako, shoichtum lechatchila, lasu ye tomei bechulun. So the Gemara says, please, pshita, the Lehuzra Yisrael Altaris Choleim. The Gemara says, no, Shanasu Altaris Kodesh, the Kabbal Olay, he was Mekabal on himself, Lechel Betaris Kodesh, that whatever he eats should have the Chumris of Kodesh. Sharoi, and what's pshat in this Anhoge? Sharoi Tse Lahargil Atmei Betaris Kodeshim. He wants that it should become a regilus by him that whatever he eats, automatically he'll have all the chumras of taras kachim, and so he'll accomplish to this him yoichol shlomi maitoide yei boki bishmiroso. So then, when he'll take eat kachim, so memele there won't be any mechshaylus because already he was nischagel to eat everything of taras hakodesh. There is such a concept, ki kodesh tamu, that this chulin has dinei kodesh, v'chayev lehibodo midarabonam, and midarabonam, it was mekabel on himself to eat this altaris hakodesh, midarabonam is mechuyev lehibodo, mikol tumis apoislois ben. Lohochi, shoychet atomei lechatchile, this tamei can shechta lechatchila ubesakin aruke kedem aforish, but ube mekdoshim lechatchila lo yishchay. Bachel ubesakin aruke. Why? If ubesakin aruke the kiven the muzah min atayra leshamram shelo yitamu kedechsiv va'ani. Hinei Satuchos Mishmeres Truma. He said, "Is a din Mishmeres that you have to make sure it shouldn't become tamei." I'm a bin Shmire, so it's Gozabu Rabbanu Lechatchil. Rabbanan said, "So the Meila, since one has to be Shema that should become tamei, the Rabbanan said Lechatchil one should not do it. Shimleich Lechem Rin in the Zires Chesre Lekama Lesikra. Tell a Nozer that he should take when he comes to a Kerem, he should." There should be a richuk of a 10-foot pole that he shouldn't get close to a keren. So shechitosan ksheire v'hainu de'eved de'masnisim. De'eved, if he could say bodily that I didn't touch the behemoth b'yodayim, so mamele, so it's kosher b'de'eved, it didn't become tummy. L'kama meforish Amai loy betame gavra lesakin lechayre. Afilo he didn't touch it, but he touched the sakin. The sakin is a keli, so the sakin is mekabel tumah from the gavra. V'hodon itmai lebosa, so the bosa should become automatically tummy. So how could you say that b'diyevet it's good? But going to be the gemara's kasha later. Let us just learn one taisvis. Tomei bechulin mai lememre. He says the Gemara had a problem. That what's the problem of the tomei shechting chum? The taisvis va'afal gav ta'osa ligroim tume lechulin shebe'eretz Yisrael. Taisvis like the Gemara and Saite. Haino davke be'peres the shaykh abu truma. This Yisrael davke wasn't allowed to be metame. The Peiris of Eretz Yisrael, because since there's Trumadik Peiris, so it seems there's an issue to be Metama any Peiris. Our boss alone. Fine. Afilu Yehei Osa Letameis Gufoi Ba'ichlan Tmei. But there's another Issa. There's an Issa. If one eats Dvorim Tmeyim Shenitmu, he becomes Tomei. This is a Tume, the Rabbona. Viskadishtem v'yise kedarshinim, viskadishtem v'yisem kedoshim, av azore livnei Yisrael shayoichlu chulen betare, in order they shouldn't become Tomei. So Mamela, so Toisva says, so what pshat the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara is the kasha. What is the problem with metame chulen? So Toisva says, what do you mean? There's a tremendous problem. Because a yid is not permitted to eat oichlam tmeim, because oichlam tmeim are metame guf, or metame da rabbona. The Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar says, when Achashverosh made a suda, and Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar says there was a booth that whoever ate chulen betare, there was chulen betare by the suda. I mean, they were eating that ate chulen betare. This is a tzatan and veliyo, so no one's going to eat. So it's a special booth with chulen betare, as they say in Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, and there were a lot of people that ate chulen betare, and Tosfos brings down a drash, it's a tzatan and veliyo. Viskadishtem v'yisem kedoshim, azov neiso sheichu chulein betar. So memele, so what's the Gemara's kasha, tomei b'chula, what's the problem of a tomei shechting chula? What do you mean? It's a tremendous problem. We'll be metamit, not allowed to eat it. So he says, no, mikomo kem yochel l'tamoison l'loichlom b'mei tomosa. No, you're allowed to be metamit, you could be metamit, and he'll eat it when he himself is tomei. So we made the whole Yisav is Kaddish and Yisam Kaddoshim is that you're toy, you're not allowed to eat Tvorim Tmeim, that's Metama yourself. But if you're Tomei, you're allowed to eat it. Here we're saying there's a problem to be Metama Oichlam. So there is no problem to be Metama Oichlam. I'd just like to mention one book. Someone in one of the portions in the back asks a very interesting question. This is an Yisav Rabbonim. You're not allowed to eat, chulen tmeim, because you metame your guf. It's kaddish and be yisam kaddish. Fine. This is an isa de rabbona. There's a bakanta taz. The taz says that Chazal would never make isurim that it says beferish in the Torah that you're allowed to. So it says, atomei v'atoya yachtov yechlenu kitzvi v'chayo. You're allowed to eat by psulim and doshim sheniftu, atomei v'atoya yachtov yechlenu. Tomei and Torah, they eat bekorah achas. So it says in the pasuk, the Tomei touches the machul, and then the Torah eats it, and then, so he's eating oichlam tmeim. And the pasuk says you're allowed to do it. So how could Chazal make an isra? So he says a beautiful teretz. He says that, this shir, that if a person eats chulen tmeim, he becomes tummy. He has to eat more than a kezai. There's a shear how much he has to eat. There's a shear how much oichlim tmeim eat in order to become tummy. This tumas aguf, not a tumas maggot, a tumas achil. You need an achil achashuva. Fine. But a kezai is, yizicha don't become tummy. The pasuk says, a tummy vatoy yachtav yechlenu. Ein achila, a achil is bekezaias. The pasuk just says, eat a kezaias. But you don't have a pasuk that was matter to eat enough chulin tmeim to create a tumas aguf. So that's why Chazal could ask for it.